7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Brenda, what have you done? You have started the Catbun Wars. No!
Okay, the current time is Cow 30. No, the actual time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to start the Catbun Wars. Wait, Blenda already started the Cat Bun Wars. I'm going to start the Dubious Goals Committee. Now, why would I do that? Well, because my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. Oh, good tea. Mmm, so delicious. What am I drinking today? Well, I'm drinking some, what am I drinking? I'm drinking Gaoshan today. I'm drinking the High Mountain Oolong. And it's delicious. But, yeah, this leaf is leafed out. This was some leaf that I was drinking last night. And that's time to make some more tea after I drink this entire pot. And what am I going to drink today? I don't know. I might have to get into some Che Guan Yin. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. The cows think so as well. Good. So yummy. I need this. I need this. The weather here is still crazy. Crazy hot. Crazy hot and humid, and so I can't do anything except sit around and stay cool, literally. So that's what I'm doing today. Oh, good tea. Good stuff. But yeah, I've got something interesting, sort of. Maybe, I don't know. Have you thought the last couple of days of the Dubious Goals Committee have been interesting? Well, yeah, I've got a little bit more of that. A little bit more of that. I was working on this last night. And it's more of the light demodulation stuff. And what I've been trying to do is just incorporate some more things, and yeah. So what I've been trying to do is how do I explain this? Where are we? If you remember from yesterday, we were managing to sync up the LEDs with the drum beat, so we could listen to the LEDs as they change colors, and they change colors to the beat, and they make interesting sounds and blah blah blah. I guess we could demonstrate that. Oh, I'll do it in a minute. But I was trying to incorporate some other stuff, like the bit collider, and in order to do this I have to split the clock, because I don't have a clear continuous clock chain. I've just got screwy stuff going on everywhere. I've managed to do some interesting things, like I managed to amplify the clock. Okay, let's just start turning stuff on, because there's no explaining it otherwise. Okay, how did I do this? We can turn that on last. So, we'll turn on the lights. And Let me attach the batteries. Do we have LEDs? Why do I not hear my... Oh, right. This stuff's not plugged in. All right. Let's get this all turned on and we'll get it dealt with here. Basically, I've got three things feeding into the old mixer here. I've got the demodulator, I got the bleep drum, and I've got the bit collider. We're taking clock from the bleep drum, and it's going into my little adapter box that then goes into an amplifier to a speaker, and that clock click drives the lights through the air. There's an air gap. But I've also been trying to clock at the same time the bit collider. And this is where it starts to get tricky, because the clock signal, oh, it doesn't like to be split. It just likes to do its own thing, and we don't like that. Well, we like it, but it's kind of a pain in the butt. Okay, so here's what our LEDs sound like when they're just cycling through the rainbow. That's pretty damn exciting. And this is what the bit collider is currently set for. So we got doot. And then of course, we got the bleep drum. Yeah, and none of that stuff is synced up. Not even this bad boy. Making all of its weird random noises. So, what was I doing? Let's get this back over here. And it seems to me like we're missing a wire here. What was I doing? Okay, first of all, let's get this into light mode. Turn on the amplifier. And now we hit the drums. Okay, so we got that nicely synced up, and you can hear the clock click through my microphone. That zit 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 zit, that's the clock click. Now, we got drums. Okay, so that's fun, right? We got something of a drum beat. And we got the little buzzy honker business working its little heart out. Gonna stop the drums for a second, because I need a cable. Where did I put the cable? Here is the cable right here. All right, so I'm going to... Yeah, you can hear the LEDs reacting to my voice. They're changing as I do stuff. Okay, plugging in the bit collider. Now, I've got clock and everything. Let's start it all up. Yeah, and herein lies the problem. I've got the LEDs in the drums synced up, but not the bit collider. And the drums. And the LEDs. But the funny thing is, if we pull this out, okay, now we're synced up. Now we've got the bit collider synced up with the drums, no problem. But now the LEDs are not synced up. And what did I do? All I did was unplug this one little wire. And as soon as I plugged that wire back in, Now the LEDs are synced back up, but the bit collider is not working correctly. Let's do it again. Plug the cable back in, and now it's just LEDs, and the damn thing is free running. Now we can kind of sync it up manually. I have now turned off the amplifier, the speaker's not on, so the microphone in the lighting controller is not getting any signals. But if I just tap my fingernail on the controller to the beat, then it'll sync up. Listen. Okay, yeah, it's fun, it's interesting, but if I have to sit there and tap the machine to get it to sync up, that's not real sync, that's doing work. I don't want to do work, I want auto-generated music. So anyway, that's as far as I've managed to get. It's a trick, and I know what you're thinking. You think, Tobe, well, why don't you amplify the clock signal as it comes directly out? I was thinking, okay, first of all, that is what's happening. I just can't feed it back in and blah, 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 blah. I've tried a couple of different things, and I'm not going to demonstrate these failures because they sound the same. They sound exactly the same as what you just heard. Yeah, it's not working. Yeah, huh. So, Yeah. What's the actual solution? Well, the actual solution is to build some kind of clock splitter, or at least some kind of buffered mult, which last night I started thinking about. I think maybe I could actually do that. Do I have the parts? Do I have the chip that I need? Because all I really need is a chip. What do I need? I don't know. Just some hex buffer. Does it even matter what it is? Just use a hex buffer, and I could just stick it on a breadboard and just use breadboard jumpers to jump into it. But how do I jump out is the problem. Getting in is easy. Getting out is the tricky part. I guess I could use this box. See, I could jump with jumpers out of the bleep drum into the breadboard, and then out of the breadboard into this little box. You know, does this mean I'm going to have to go down in the basement and start looking through bags of chips to see if I can find a buffer? Maybe. But I think I should do that on my own time. You don't have to listen to me dig through stuff in the basement. You need to listen to this instead.
Oh! Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Oh my God, what fresh hell is this? Well, I think it's Tuesday. I'm not sure what day it is. Is today Tuesday? Either way, it's time to check in with our favorite Japanese bikini models. And where are they today? Well, they're at Tokyo Summerland, the giant indoor year-round water park. And if you've never seen Tokyo Summerland, Tokyo, that's all I can say. And so, we have a bunch of bikini models who are indoors in a giant water park. And they're in front of what appears to be a wave pool, and they've all got their, here's my girl. Yeah, hi. Hi, so desu ka? Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so yeah, everybody's got their latest fashion bikinis on, and they're just standing around in front of swimming pools because that's what they do. They're bikini models that they stand around in near or around pools or sometimes near a beach. What kind of job is that? Come on. So what did you do today? Yeah, you know, your girlfriend gets home from work, right? And you're like, oh, so what'd you do today, honey? Oh, I had to stand up all day in front of a pool. Again? Yeah. So, does this make me want to go swimming right now? Well, I don't know. This is kind of a cool water park. They've got water slides. Remember, all indoors. They've got water slides. They've got the little lazy river to sit in your inner tube. Here's one of the tubes. Here's one of the twins. This group of girls, there's a pair of twins, Kanae and Kazue, and this one is, what, Tobe, you can't tell them apart? Well, only when they're wearing different colored bikinis, and they are today, but, this is Kanae. Okay, the first one was Kazue, this is Kanae. Kanae is wearing a sort of light pink bikini. And Kazue was wearing a kind of a blue one. Oh my goodness, we can see her tan lines. You can't have tan lines in Japan. That's against some kind of law. Anyway, they already showed the cute girl that I like. She's Gyaru. That's why I like her so much. Oh yeah. She's Gyaru. I like the Gyaru. I also like cows.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico.
The Clash, and this is a bunch of goats. Oh my God! Get you can fight the law, and sure the law will win most of the time, but you can't even fight goats. You can't fight baby goats. Why can't you fight them? Well, what are you gonna do? Punch them? You can't. They're too short. You'd have to be laying down on the ground to punch a goat. I would never punch a goat. Don't worry about, geez, settle down, my God. Settle down. I would never punch a goat. That's just rude to goats. Don't be rude to goats. I would never be rude to a goat. But one thing I do need to work on is getting all this weird stuff synced up. I need to spend less time chasing around baby goats today. And I need to get some of this noise to sync up together. I need to figure out how to split this clock so I can do this. I'm going to need to get some parts. I'm going to have to go down in the basement and look for chips and do all kinds of work. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. You'll find out if I did tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta find something to eat. I'm hungry.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.